Welcome back. If you are rejoining us, my name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're talking about the grifter, also known as Robert F. Kennedy Jr. His nomination hearings occurring today and will continue tomorrow. He's unfit by virtually any measure. I have three buckets. First bucket is he's morally unfit. Laundry list of things that just... No, you don't get this job. You don't get to be a screw-up for the vast majority of your life, do absolutely horrible things, respond without any sort of substance to meaningful allegations against you, and get to run, you know, public health in the United States. Not how it should work. Secondly, he peddles in dangerous lies to enrich himself and refuses to commit to even the most basic conflict of interest avoidance mechanisms, like not profiteering off of lawsuits against companies that he may be responsible for working with or potentially engaging enforcement actions against while you're DHHS secretary. Terrible. So let's go to the phones, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Fred from Cottage Grove, thank for your patience. Sir, you're up next.
Hi, thanks for taking the call. No, I'm tired of the softball questions. They get an answer, but they don't follow up.
Yeah.
You know, it's like his cousin just mentioned, too, today or the other day that he's vaccinated his kids.
Yep.
But yet now he wouldn't do it again. But well, he's already done it.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous, Fred. I completely take your point. I have a hard time watching Senate confirmation hearings because I'm screaming at the television. And I'm just going to say this. You notice how senators are really old. And I'm not an ageist. I think you can serve at absolutely any age. But some of them, it's clear if like the script that their staffers wrote in front of them, if it doesn't go exactly according to plan, they're not able to follow up. They're not able to counter the baloney and garbage that's getting thrown their way by some of these candidates. Now, some senators are quite good at it. Bernie Sanders, I think Elizabeth Warren followed up pretty well. And I think Senator Bennett did a capital job at this. Let's take a listen to this pointed questioning. I think more senators need to take a page out of Senator Bennett's book. Let's take a listen.
Say that COVID-19 was a genetically engineered bioweapon that targets black and white people, but spared Ashkenazi Jews and Chinese people.
I didn't say it was deliberately targeted. I just quoted an NIH-funded, an NIH-published study.
Did you say that it targets black and white people, but spared Ashkenazi Jews?
I quoted a study, Your Honor. I quoted an NIH study that showed that.
I'll take that as a yes. I have to move on, Mr. I have to move on. Did you say that Lyme disease is highly likely a materially engineered bioweapon? I made sure I put in the highly likely. Did you say Lyme disease is a highly likely militarily engineered bioweapon?
I probably did say that.
Did you say that?
And that's what the developer of Lyme
disease said. I want all of our colleagues to hear it, Mr. Kennedy. I want them to hear it. You said yes. Did you say that exposure to pesticides causes children to become transgender?
No, I never said that.
Okay, I have the record that I'll give to the chairman, and he can make his judgment about what you said. Did you write in your book, and it's undeniable, that African AIDS is an entirely different disease from Western AIDS? Yes or no, Mr. Kennedy?
I'm not sure if I made that.
Okay, I'll give it to the chairman, Mr. Kennedy, and my final question. Did you say on a podcast, and I quote, I wouldn't leave it, abortion, to the states. My belief is we should leave it to the woman. We shouldn't have the government involved, even if it's full term. Did you say that, Mr. Kennedy?
Senator, I believe that every abortion is a tragedy.
Did you say it, Mr. Kennedy?
This matters.
It doesn't matter what you come here and say that isn't true, that's not reflective of what you really believe, that you haven't said over decade after decade after decade, because unlike other jobs we're confirming around this place, this is a job where it is life and death.
Yeah. Senator Bernie Sanders also asked the nominee a number of questions about his flip-flop on his stance relating to abortion, which was apparently some sort of epiphany he stumbled over after Donald Trump trounced his ass in a few primaries, and he decided all of a sudden that maybe trying to angle for an appointment in the next Trump administration would be his best shot at what? More grift, more attention, and more power. For shame. He's a noted AIDS denialist. This is part of it, that there's these different strains of AIDS. The man has no shame. Has no shame. And he had the audacity today to literally lie repeatedly about the things that he's said in the past and claims to now be pro-vaccine, to support the childhood vaccination schedule, though he has done everything in his power for the last decade plus to undermine that very vaccination schedule, to sow and create more doubt in the minds of Americans and people globally over vaccines that have saved hundreds of millions of lives. He is unfit by any measure to be the Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services. And it's also kind of interesting. You know that guy, Rupert Murdoch, that owns Fox News? He also thinks that RFK is unfit to serve as the DHHS Secretary. I can't believe I'm going to say this, and please don't quote me out of context, but on that point, I agree with Rupert Murdoch. And with that, folks, we're going to turn a page because it is Wednesday. It is hump day. And on hump days at 3:30, I've got a great segment called Over the Hump and Trump, because we all need a break from the politics. We're going to take one of those breaks. We come back in our next segment with my very good friend and chef extraordinaire, Gregory Leone from Amelinda here in Milwaukee. He's been nominated for most outstanding chef in the U.S. We're going to talk to Greg and about how food brings us together when we come back after these brief messages here on The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.